Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Friday means live music here in Studio S. Today, our very special guests, Ron Newman and Sonny Wilkinson. Ron at the Steinway and Sonny at the microphone. Here's an original composition by Ron and Sonny. It's called You and I.
Sunday morning, quietly out of bed, orange juice, coffee, the newspapers read, gentle kisses that linger on with the dawn, greeting a new day, touching your face, waiting, hoping. Monday supper time slips away, children grown up and off on their way, your hand warm and sweet covers mine.
Husband-wife jazz duo Sonny Wilkinson and Ron Newman. It's called You and I, as they perform it live here in Studio S on WKAR's Current State. I've been thinking about having you guys on the show for more than 3 years. This is so overdue. Thank you. Thank you for coming here and being here today.
You are welcome.
What, now, tell me about that song. How hard was it to write that song?
Well, I have to say, this was sort of an emerging kind of tune. Ron, why don't you say how it started?
A number of years ago, we got asked to write a tune for the MSU Children's Choir. And those of you that are familiar with it know this was an outstanding group. And they wanted a jazz tune. And I said, well, if I'm going to write it, it's going to be a real jazz tune. And we did it, performed it at an international convention in Minneapolis. Bass drums, the whole big. He had all these kids, you know, improvising and doing it, and it was wonderful. And then they turned right around and said, we want another tune. And I said, great. And so I went in and I wrote this tune. And I handed it to Sonny, who is this magnificent lyricist, as you could tell. And it didn't quite come back so soon.
I don't hear the children's choir singing that one, to tell you the
well,
truth.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Sunday morning coffee on the brew, yes.
So what happened was that he finally gave me an ultimatum, and he said, okay, get down there and write a lyric. And I was a little annoyed and went, well, okay. And I marched down to the basement where we have one of our pianos, and I had a moment of clarity, which was, this isn't a children's tune. This can't be a children's lyric. Mm. This is a very adult love song, right?
Yeah.
So I proceeded to go to work and wrote an adult love song, you know? And I think it's a lovely piece.
Yeah.
Certainly not a children's tune.
It's easy enough to assume it was music that brought you two together, and I'm led to believe that was the case. How did that happen?
I had heard Sonny sing at least twice before we met. We met in Washington, D.C. through mutual friends, and long story short, we hit it off. I wound up going to California to visit her numerous times.
Did you grow up in a musical household, Sonny?
You know, I grew up in my dad was a Methodist preacher, and my mom was a singer. So there was music happening
all the
time.
Sounds pretty musical to me.
Yeah. There was music theater happening. There was Shostakovich happening. There was marching bands happening. And there were lots of hymns singing in four-part harmony. So, yes, very much.
What about you, Ron?
Oh, yeah. I mainly listening. My mom played piano. My dad did play some drums. A very musical family. my aunt was a marvelous pianist. And as Sonny was saying, we'd gather around doing hymns. And I remember just being awed that you could go anywhere and she would do it. And I just started liking the piano and got a lot of support from everybody.
Sonny, you attended Arizona State on a choral scholarship, but you also played the trombone. How interesting is that?
I know. I played trombone all through college and in the jazz band, actually. And I was fairly good on it.
Spent 15 years or so in Los Angeles?
Yes, pursuing really sort of the musical dream, and turned out that I was honed by fire by the best musicians in the world, doing session work and studio work and recording and live performances and that sort of thing.
Were you a solid gold singer?
Solid gold! yeah, baby, I was. I was indeed. That's hysterical. I talk about being honed by fire.
How many shows were you a part of? That show went on for years.
Right. I don't know. But one thing that I did that was kind of fun, that was hosted by Dionne Warwick and also by Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension, a whole other era, right? But they would do these medleys and have artists come in and sing the medleys. So I would record the medleys ahead of time, and they would learn the medleys from the things that I did there. That was kind of fun.
Okay. Sonny Wilkinson and Ron Newman are our special musical guests here on Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current State. Ron, I was surprised to learn you declined a music scholarship at the University of Michigan. Why'd you do that?
I did. that was a long time ago. When I was... I played piano and clarinet, and when you get a senior in high school, you go out and you traverse around. And the specific reason that I did not go to the University of Michigan was because at that time I wanted to be music ed. I wanted to be a band director. It's still something that appeals to me, as a matter of fact. But I would have had to make clarinet my major instrument. And I said, I'll be glad to play the clarinet, but I want piano to be my major instrument. And William Ravelli said, no, it has to be clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, meanwhile, said, you could do piano or clarinet. You know, we'll do them both. They were much more willing to work with me. And so that's why I wound up with this amazing long-term relationship here.
Very good. We want to coax both of you back to your respective positions and hear another song, if that's okay.
Alrighty.
That's good. I do want to say one thing.
Sure.
Got to congratulate WKAR for winning Outstanding PBS Station 5 years in a row.
We are proud of that.
Congratulations to you and to Peter, especially Gary Reed. I mean, just one set of awards after another. Yeah. Congratulations to you guys.
We're all happy for the TV station, to be sure. And the radio station didn't do too bad in the MABs either. So, Sonny Wilkinson and Ron Newman are our special guests here on WKAR's Live Music Friday on Current State. What are we going to hear, Sonny?
We are going to hear a tune that was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, kind of a standard now, called It Could Happen to You. One, two,
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone dropped a sigh and down your toe. Keep an eye on spring run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would feel. And it happened to me. Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Oh, don't count stars, my dear. Oh, you might stumble, 'cause someone dropped a dream and down, 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 down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Cause all I did was wonder how your arms would feel. And it happened to me. Ron Newman at the piano.
Sonny Wilkinson and Ron Newman together here in Studio S on Live Music Friday here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Sonny, you're an artist in residence at both U of M and at Hillsdale College, and I'm led to believe you're both passionate about your teaching here. What sustains that commitment to teaching? What keeps that spark hot?
Well, things change, I think, as you get a little bit older. And I've been teaching for almost as long as I've been singing. But I feel finally like I've kind of emerged as a master teacher and can dig into the center of what these students need and help bring their voice and their philosophy of music and make it sort of an integrated whole, right? And in the old days, you would parrot what you learned from your pedagogy teacher, for example, you know, how to breathe, how to sing, how to make the resonant a resonant, the instrument a resonant complete one. But now I come in through all different kinds of back doors and interesting sounds and interesting connections to the body. For example, really quickly, it's all the rage, and even on the science shows on television, to talk about neural pathways, how they're established, how we get into a habitual state in what we do. So my job as a voice teacher is to change things from maybe some bad habits into some new, free, expressive habits. And it is so much fun and completely creative. And I have been blessed by having innumerable extremely talented kids all over the country.
Now, Ron, as a fellow teacher, can you relate to what Sonny is saying? You're sitting there gazing at her as if this is the first time you've ever heard this, but I imagine it's not. Can you relate to what she just shared about teaching and about her role as a teacher?
Well, one of the beautiful things of a relationship like ours is that we discuss this all the time. And as you know, as we all know, there's a certain element when you're growing up that you think people over 40 are half dead, but in fact it's kind of like, oh, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how exciting it is at this point in our life to be able to say, wow, that was pretty cool. I'm going to try. She comes up with a technique and I move it over and I think about it in my classes. And we're both very involved with the science part of it. And as she says, it's very interesting how you can take what seems to be laboratory work dealing with brain cells, and all of a sudden you go, oh, this is going to help my piano playing. And absolutely, it relates
extraordinary.
Very closely.
Yeah. Do you have a live performance coming up soon we can tell our listeners about?
Well, mostly we're starting to work on a new record, which is, speaking of long overdue, and it's with my band, Larry Ogletree on drums and Ed Fidua on bass.
Sure.
But we are playing at a little place in Battle Creek called Clara's on, let's see, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
The Summer Solstice. Your own Summer Solstice Jazz Festival.
That's
with
right.
Sonny.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Sonny.
That's right over there.
Whoops.
And Ron. Well done.
Yeah. I have to say, though, next Friday, I'm sitting in with the brass band of Battle Creek. They're doing a tribute to Chicago and the rock bands, and I get to play obbligato piano with one of the truly great ensembles in the country. So if you're in Battle Creek next Saturday night, it's going to be a super concert.
Sonny Wilkinson, Ron Newman, it's been a pleasure.
Our joy.
We will let you all play us out here on Current State.
All right.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now the new one is the consequence of the one we've just been through. Yes, I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. Boom, boom, boom. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing. I have used up all the skill I know, and in the end I come to nothing, or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to.